A spoonful of sugar. Where? Art Gallery of Greater Victoria. When? Saturday, November 23rd, 10 a.m. Admission. Free. Why? Toronto's Holly Timpaner is giving a free performance at the Art Gallery of Greater Victoria on Saturday. One that will take place over a span of 7 hours. A Spoonful of Sugar will be held in the gallery's Spencer Mansion and explores gender from both a personal and political viewpoint. The queer, non-binary performance artist is also giving a free artist talk on Friday at Camosun College's Lansdowne campus, setting the stage for what should be a weekend of challenging, introspective art. Miss Bennett. Christmas at Pemberley. Where? Chemainus Theatre, 9737 Chemainus Road. When? November 22nd, Dec. 22. Tickets. $36 to $71 from cheminustheatre.ca or 250-246-9820. Why? Miss Bennett. Christmas at Pemberley is the sequel theatre-goers never knew they needed. Set 2 years after the events in Jane Austen's iconic 1813 novel, Pride and Prejudice, the play catches up with the Bennett family during a Christmas celebration in the family home of Mr. Darcy. It is a romance by design, but with the bookish middle sister, Mary Bennett, played here by Rebecca Ogdeny, serving as the star of this two-hour production, there will be plenty of laughs, too. Miss Bennett. Christmas at Pemberley runs through December 22nd. Just the Two of Us. Where? Charlie White Theatre, 2243 Beacon Avenue, Sydney. When? Tuesday, November 26th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets. $46 from marywinspear.ca or 250-656-0275. Why? Joelle Rabu of Nanaimo is joining forces with Nigerian-born, Vancouver-based Buwa for a trio of performances on Vancouver Island next week. The two singers have disparate backgrounds, but have come together on a set list of songs that highlight their common ground, including tunes from Edie Piaf, Aretha Franklin, Elton John and Whitney Houston, among others. In addition to their performance Tuesday in Sydney, Just the Two of Us also runs November 27th at the Port Theatre in Nanaimo and November 28th at the Sid Williams Theatre in Courtenay. M. Devlin at TimesColonist.com.